We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Danny Coulson is with us. He's the president of Coulson & Associates. I saw him with Jesse Waters yesterday. He was offering up brilliant stuff around this most recent school shooting. Danny, welcome to Philadelphia. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. I look forward to this.
Well, Danny, I am a former teacher who got into this business. So when I saw you with Jesse yesterday, I think it's a practical idea, or at least one that people on the other side could debate. But you seem to be a fan, as I am, of having people that are trained severely in schools, either former cops, military, school resource, or even school principals, teachers, to repel an invader like this. Is that something you think that's doable?
Along with hardening the schools and training for the teachers and the students and the parents, it's kind of a package deal. It's not one size fits all. It's having armed people inside ready to defend the school, and the teachers also making it hard to get in. I was in the business of rescuing hostages, and I will tell you, it's very hard to be outside trying to get in to rescue a hostage. It's much better to be inside keeping the bad guys out.
Now Danny, when we say hardening, okay, now you're talking to somebody who was in school for years, and I agree, one door in, that type of stuff, but the school culture lets down, and I don't know what you've seen or how you train to stop people from just opening up doors and being random versus that one door in that you can protect.
Well, you can actually, it's not necessarily one door. It can be a couple of doors, but have it hardened. Make it so that it's hard to get in. This guy just lost right in like he was going to the prom. And he got into one room, and then he killed all the people in that room. Also, we have to remember, it's not one door. It's a series of doors. And every door in that school, every classroom, should be its own little island of security and have ability to lock it down. And one of the things you have to understand is the mindset of these people. They are in a terrible hurry because they're operating on adrenaline. And if they get to a room and can't get in, they oftentimes go someplace else. And what you've done then is buy time for everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Now Danny, are you surprised with all this? Because I think you're suggesting it could be relatively low cost or whatever it costs. That classroom wasn't hardened where they had the ability to keep the shooter out.
Well, it's also another thing, too. Did they know what was going on?
Right.
And that's another thing. You have to have a perimeter that starts probably in the parking lot and then extends to the structure of the school. So that if somebody breaks that perimeter, that's notice you have a problem. And then you have to have a way of notifying everybody on that school property you got a problem. And it's a combination of several things. I'm not trying to make this complicated for your listeners. It's just that it's not easy. But you know what? I said this last night. We spent $40 billion on security for Ukraine, and I don't see any money we're spending on security for our schools.
Well, you know what? I share with that we're going all out to do that. And we have $100 billion, apparently still in unspent COVID funds that schools are sitting on. Rather than doing some of these things, before we even get to the armed teachers and all that, which I'm a fan of, you're right, why not harden each and every classroom and also the perimeter and also the school? Danny, give me a ballpark figure. If you were doing not the deluxe, but something that is going to make this very, very difficult, just the hardening aspect, would $1 million, $2 million do it?
No, absolutely. Yeah, I can get for less than that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that big a deal. But you know what? What is the value of a child?
Right.
You tell me. What is it? I'm going right now to have lunch with my granddaughter, who is in the second grade, because she called me and said, can you come have lunch with me? I'm not that good of a lunch person. She just knows what I do for a living. And she wants me there. She wants Papa there because she's scared.
Well, look, I hear you. And Danny, you made a great point here, though. Even if it were $1 million, I just took a little bit of the high side on this. What do you hear then? Why this is not being done? Is it just inertia or what?
I think it's a lot of things. It's denial. I'm in the security business, and all my clients are pretty much in denial until something happens and they get scared. I think that's part of it. I think that another big part, nobody's talking about this at all, is we have a great governor here. And Governor Abbott is spending billions trying to secure the Texas border because we're not the federal government's not doing that. We walked away from that.
Yep.
So I think it's a diversion. We've got this horrible invasion right now on our border, not just Texas, but other places too. And I think that's taking our attention away from other things that we need to be doing. And we need to be doing both.
Exactly.
And there's just so much money out there. And you know, we've got to change our priorities too. That's crazy.
Well put. I'll let you get to your luncheon. I bet you'll be a good luncheon companion today. I'm so glad that I saw you with Jesse, who's a friend last night. We'd like to invite you back again, Danny. Thanks for being generous with your time today. Thank you, Danny Colson.
Anytime.
Thank you very much.
Take care of yourself. Be safe. Watch your six.
Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.